Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the fifth Sunday of Lent, marking a Passion Tide. There's the last couple of weeks of Lent, including Holy Week, and then leading us to the sacred Triduum. The Church would have us intensify our focus on all that will unfold in the sacred liturgies during these next several days. In many places, it's customary to veil statues and images in churches in order to help us concentrate, you know, more intensely on the mysteries that have led to our redemption, you know, the events of Christ's passion, death, and resurrection. Today's gospel passage from John chapter 12 presents to us Jesus foretelling his passion and death, and stating in so many words that it was necessary. Necessary not only to save us, but to also show us in the most powerful way how much he loves us, to move our hearts to love him in return. As he said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour." Venerable Fulton J. Sheen once observed that every other person who came into this world came into it to live. Jesus came into it to die. Death was a stumbling block to Socrates. It interrupted his teaching. But to Christ, death was the goal and fulfillment of his life, the gold that he was seeking. By means of our Lord's passion and death, we would be free from eternal death, be able to enjoy eternal life, and experience the infinite love of God for each one of us. During these next couple weeks of Lent, our task is to journey with Jesus spiritually. Go with him for the last time to Jerusalem, to be exiled with him outside of Jerusalem to the holy hill of Calvary, gather around him at the foot of the cross together with Our Lady, St. John, the beloved disciple, St. Mary Magdalene, the other holy women, and really all the elect, all the saints were on top of that hill mystically at the foot of the cross. That's where we want to be as well, to be bathed, purified, sanctified and saved by the precious blood poured out from our Lord's wounds, his wound-covered body, especially from his hands, feet, and side. There atop Mount Calvary, Jesus' words are fulfilled, which we heard today. "And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." Everyone, that is, who's willing to deny himself and follow me, take up his cross, put him in the center of their lives. As our Lord would say it, "Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life." How good and salutary will be for each of us to reflect on the passion of Christ during these last days of Lent, going into Holy Week, and of course during the Sacred Triduum, Good Friday especially, to meditate on the passion of Christ, say, gaze upon, read from the book of the crucifix. Yes, it's a book to read from, figuratively speaking. And from the book of the crucifix, we can learn the one and only lesson which we must absolutely master in life, which is the lesson of divine love, supernatural charity. And this is a lesson that all the saints learned, utilizing this spiritual exercise of meditation on the Passion of Christ. Well, an example, it's splendid, charming. We have in the Servant of God, Brother Bernard of Colleone. He was a simple Franciscan Capuchin friar. He was illiterate. He couldn't read. But his confreres wanted to teach him how to read. And Brother Bernard was suspicious. He was uncertain about this kind of proposal. And so he consulted his crucifix, our Lord on the cross. And our Lord answered him, "What is reading? What are books? Behold, I am the book wherein you may continually read the love I have borne you." Our Lord's not saying we shouldn't read books, especially good books, good spiritual books written by the saints, and of course, sacred scripture above all. But basically, to include among those good books, maybe on the top of the list was sacred scripture, the book of the crucifix, which we neglect to read from, you could say. And maybe it's just a decoration for too many of us in our churches, on our walls in our homes and rooms, on our very own persons. It is just a decoration, unfortunately, for too many of us. It needs to be a book to read from, to reap immense graces from. In her diary, St. Faustina confides, "Jesus told me that I please him best by meditating on his sorrowful passion, and by such meditation much light falls upon my soul." Her meditations were regularly on the Passion of Christ. Elsewhere in the diary, Jesus laments, "There are few souls who contemplate my passion with true feeling. I give great graces to souls who meditate devoutly on my passion." So that's what we want to do. Meditate devoutly with feeling in our Lord's passion. And one of the helps to do that is to put yourself there. This is good for meditating on any mystery in our Lord's life, various events in his life, or like the rosary mysteries, for example, is to put yourself there spiritually, mystically, perhaps as another person, an actor in the scene, and to be a participant, you could say. What would you do if you were standing in front of our Lord being scourged, seeing and maybe touching the sharp objects on the scourge, seeing the blood, gathering in a pool at our Lord's feet? What would you do if you were there? And this is a wonderful way to use the gift of our imagination. So if you're the imaginative type, a very strong imagination, you can put that to good use. You imagine yourself in these events of our Lord's Passion. It can be very powerful, very helpful to us. Meditation on the Passion can be a wellspring of strength for us all, especially when our weakness and helplessness is particularly felt. One last quote from Jesus to St. Faustina and to us as well. "When it seems to you that your suffering exceeds your strength, contemplate my wounds, and you will rise above human scorn and judgment. Meditation on my passion will help you rise above all things." And then Our Lady, too, echoes this advice to St. Faustina and to us. "Be courageous, do not fear apparent obstacles, but fix your gaze upon the Passion of my Son, and in this way, you will be victorious. You will be victorious over any obstacle between you and our Lord." During these next couple weeks, final weeks of Lent, let us make time to read from the book of the crucifix. You don't have to cover your ears up, you know, and just in churches, even though the one up above we couldn't reach, you know, too high for us to get to. But read from the book of the crucifix, and like all the saints, we too will experience the wonders of grace that will be poured upon us on Good Friday, and only then, the unspeakable joys of Easter Sunday. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.